Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their own towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But he said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Of course, all the people, like their old ancestor in the desert, they ate manna, and this time, eat the bread that was blessed by the Lord. Anyway, they followed Jesus to a certain extent. But the action of this bread, this blessing of the bread, very similar to the Last Supper's action. Jesus took the bread and blessed it and gave to the disciples, saying, "This is my body." Eventually, when Jesus more in detail said, "Those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood will not have life," some of his disciples left him because they said, it's too much. How can he give his body to his flesh to us?" Some left. When Jesus asked those who left behind, said, "What about you?" And Peter said, "Lord, only you have the word of life. Without you, where can we go?" Let us have this spirit, this faith, believing in Jesus. Today we are very lucky, very fortunate we have the Eucharist, that Jesus coming to us, his body and blood. He satisfies us. But also at the same time, we need to have the spirit of following him by living the word of God, by following the will of God. It's all not always easy. Sometimes we are too self-centered. We do not have this trust, this faith yet. We need to increase this by asking this special grace. Ask Jesus to give us this grace for believing, for trusting the Lord. Jesus, we trust in you.